Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Last Friday, I hosted the Cabinet Secretary's lunch at the famous Blair House. The Blair House is right across the street from the White House and provides overnight lodging for foreign leaders visiting the president and other high-level officials. It's a beautiful, prestigious setting for a luncheon. We had a crowd with some 60 former cabinet members and spouses. This holiday celebration dates back to the Ronald Reagan days. Our first luncheon was in 1981, hosted by Marshall Coyne at his Madison Hotel. He was able to get six of the Reagan cabinet to attend, including yours truly. Also, Vice President Bush joined the small gathering. That small group from one cabinet working for one president has really grown. Now we have cabinet members from both parties that worked for presidents going back as far as Nixon and Ford. However, most of those attending served Presidents Reagan, Bush, Clinton, and George W. Bush. Obviously, it's not a political event. It is for fun. I've served as the master of ceremonies and leader of the group for the past 20 years. Agriculture was well represented this year, as it always is, with Clayton Yeider, Mike Johans, Ann Veneman, and Mike Espy in attendance. We had secretaries of state and secretaries of defense and secretaries of everything. Every year, I ask each cabinet member to make a prediction. We heard predictions about the economy. It's going in the tank. It's going to boom. And of course, the fiscal cliff was a timely issue. A lot of individuals had a prediction on that subject. More of them thought we'd go over the cliff. I said we'd go over the cliff, too. Well, then we had some predicting that Navy would beat Army and Army would beat Navy. And I am a West Point grad, and I got that one wrong again. I've been getting that wrong for 11 years now. And I said we won't get a farm bill either this year. I reminded everyone about some of last year's predictions and how wrong they were. One predicted last year, Newt Gingrich will be our president-elect as we eat our lunch next year. And not even close. And there was a positive, upbeat attitude in that room. We all felt that if we were back in the cabinet chairs, we'd be able to solve the nation's problems. We had a lot of advice for today's decision makers. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.